Round one. No, wait, this is like round five, isn't it?
Why such a long countdown, Peter?
Because that's how we count down when I do my boxing workouts. Boss Rootin' all-around boxing.
But you're about to get punched when that happens.
Well, depends. Sometimes it's just the heavy bag that I'm working out on and not with a partner. So if I'm about to get punched, that would be bad.
It's not nice to call other people to gym heavy bags.
You know, some people are there for expressly that reason. So, you know, I'm just calling it like I see it. How are you doing, Scott?
Well, all I can say is the sound clip that you and Adam use has never been more appropriate.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? We have sort of a problem here.
We definitely had a problem today. And it was all on my end.
We have sort of a problem.
This recording program that I'm using, I haven't changed the setting on this recording session ever. And somehow it changed FaceTime. Anyway, it's a long story. Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about our beer.
Let's talk about our beer. Now, I hesitate to call what I'm drinking today a beer, but it is technically a beer.
You're not becoming one of those whiskey drinkers, are you?
No, no, no. This is a beer. This is from Athletic Brewing Company.
Wait. You're serious? I thought the whole purpose of you testing that was because you were realizing that this is not the beer.
I am taking one for the team.
You sure are.
So I'm going to open a can of this. Hold on.
Wait. Before you pop that open, listener, I want you to envision a, as far as I can tell, completely naked Peter Nicolaitis holding a blue can of beer up near his microphone with his hands, I might add.
Thanks for that. Oh my God, this thing reeks of hops when I open this. Okay.
All right. Now here's mine. Mine is another Ex Novo. This one is called a Puff Puff Passion. And if you remember the Ex Novo Cactus Wins the Lottery, it was a sour ale. This is also a sour ale, but it's a dry-hopped passion fruit sour ale. And I will tell you, I've had one of these before, and oh my God, is it ever sour, but very good.
Okay, so what I'm drinking is, again, Athletic Brewing Company's Run Wild IPA. This is both a non-alcoholic beer and an IPA. So this is essentially two strikes against it here. So I'll get into the reasons as to why I'm drinking this in a moment, but here we go. I'm going to have my first sip. Listener, I'm doing this for you. Oh, dear God. Why?
Peter's naked body is wilting.
All I got is why. I don't understand why people voluntarily put this swill in their mouths. It doesn't make any sense. I will say this. This thing is non-alcoholic, but it does taste like a beer if you consider IPA beer, which I try not to. It's terrible. It's bitter. We evolved the gag reflex and the spit out reflex for bitter flavored things because bitter was generally poisonous. This stuff makes me want to spit it out like poison.
I get the appeal of, that'll be the review, by the way. I get the appeal of non-alcoholic beer for athletic reasons. And the name,
yes.
The name makes me think that that was the thought process behind it.
Possibly part of a factor, yes.
But let me ask you this. In terms of drinking alcohol, I don't see the point of drinking beer that doesn't have alcohol in it. And it is also an IPA. So automatically it had two strikes against it, but you still...
Confession, Scott. I will come clean on this one. I bought it because of a woman.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I know someone who likes this stuff, and I thought that... Oh, God. All right. So I have to draw a Venn diagram of things that Peter likes and things that Peter doesn't like. This is going right up with MAGA supporters.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, this is... Whoa. Okay, the thing is, it's quite... It's hard to say. It's like, you can pound it without, like, any sort of, like, you know, problems until you start to taste it. And that's when the bad stuff starts to happen.
Oh, is that all? Just the taste?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that's bad about this is, well, the bitter aftertaste and everything else about it.
Oh, my God.
There's your review.
That is the review.
But you remember what your wife said about the Kona ale thing that we had when I was out there? If I was desperate?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and what my running buddy, Greg, he also had one of these yesterday because I was just trying to get rid of them. He said it tastes like regret. I think an alternate review for this is it tastes like desperate regret.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm assuming it's not super high calorie because it doesn't have any alcohol, but it must have some calories.
65, and it is not worth a single one of them.
That's exactly what I was wondering.
But for you, dear listener, I am going to finish this beer. All 65 horrendously bitter, nasty calories.
For you, dear listener, Peter is going to have the full regret experience.
Nothing but regrets.
And look what I have, Peter.
Yeah, what do you got there? You have a...
It's actually a Japanese bakery tiramisu.
You see, I really wish I had something like that to wash away the flavor of this beer.
Oh, that's good.
So you're drinking a good beer and tiramisu, whereas I'm here sucking down this thing that purports to be a beer.
Standing buck naked.
I forget. I am not buck naked. I'm wearing pants. Okay. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's been kind of hot over here.
Are you in Europe, by the way? Because Europe is really hot right now.
No, I am not in Europe. I am at home in, you know, the Boston area. And it was only 86 degrees this afternoon when I went out for my run.
I'm really glad you didn't call it the greater Boston area this time.
So on Saturday this week was my long run. I was scheduled to run 22+ miles, 22.75.
I heard about that through a friend of mine.
Yeah, this was going to be my second longest run ever. That was my plan. Unfortunately, I had to bail at 12 miles. I had some knee pain, which normally would have been manageable. And I also just, the heat just sapped my willpower. I just could not plow through all of it. And I felt pretty bad. The next morning, it was just as, and I ran 10 miles so as to complete at least, you know, over the span of 2 days, the distance that I set out to do. It was definitely not as bad because the second run, it was just long, like an old rail trail kind of thing, as opposed to mountain trails that I had done the day before. And then I heard through my connections that even United States military special forces have temporarily paused training operations during the heat. And I figured, you know, if the SEALs and Delta and Marine Recon can take a couple days off because of the heat, I guess maybe I can too.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, but they're probably in somewhere super humid. But then I'm making the mistaken assumption that it might not have been humid in Boston.
Uh-huh. It was like 100% humidity and almost 100 degrees yesterday. So, yeah. So I took a day off.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I'm still rehydrating from all of that. So that's the only reason I'm drinking this swill.
So what you're saying is you were taking a shower even when you weren't taking a shower, thanks to the humidity.
All right. I'm almost...
Yeah. I wish you could see Peter's face.
I'm almost done with this.
Wait. Make that face again. There, I got a screenshot.
I'm almost done with this one. And as soon as I'm going to just pound the last, you know, half cup or so of this, the last 4 ounces, and I'm going to go downstairs and get a German non-alcoholic beer.
Okay. Do the Germans know more about non-alcohol?
They know more than this. I mean, yes, they do know how to make non-alcoholic beer. And again, this beer tastes like beer, if you consider IPAs beer. Okay, so Scott, you need to entertain the dear listener for a bit while I run and grab another beer.
Oh, no. I have to talk about something. Peter and I recorded a beautiful podcast episode over an hour long while he was here. And he was here almost 2 months ago. And I wasn't getting it edited, and I wasn't getting it edited, and I wasn't getting it edited. And then I finally got it edited. Finished editing it yesterday. Part of the problem was we recorded in the same room and our tracks were bleeding over each other. So it just was a slow process. Anyway, I finally got it edited. Everything sounded great. And then every time I export it, the first 2 minutes or so of the podcast, our tracks don't play any audio. The sound effect track does, but our tracks don't. And I thought, well, I'm running iPadOS beta software and maybe Ferrite has a problem with that. I tried re-importing the tracks. I tried converting the tracks before I imported them. I tried all kinds of stuff. I tried opening up the archive zip file and replacing the audio tracks in them with originals from my Mac, and that still didn't work. I sent the whole thing to Vic, including the source files, and had him export it, and he had the same problem on his non-beta software. So now I give up. So basically, during this episode, Peter and I are going to have to record some kind of intro apology for that episode. So the episode that was recorded 2 months ago will actually come after this episode that is being recorded today.
So I have now a Paulaner Weizenradler, which is a German non-alcoholic beer.
Can you hold that up again? Because when I Google that second word, I'm never going to be able to find it.
Weizenradler, as in a Hefeweizen and a Radler. This one has 115 calories. So
it's got lemon.
Just under twice the calories of the IPA, but it tastes way more than twice as good. So this is a white, you know, a Weiss beer and a Radler, which means essentially they mix lemonade with beer. So it's like drinking, you know, a soda. It's also non-alcoholic. It's much sweeter. It has no hint of hops, and it's way better. It tastes like a Radler.
Does it taste at all like beer, though?
It tastes like a lemonade, yeah.
Or does it taste like lemonade?
It does taste more like lemonade than like beer. But it also tastes more like lemonade than an IPA, so that's okay. Hmm. Good stuff. It's completely erased the flavor of the IPA from my mouth, so happy.
By the way, I found another review of that first beer online. You want to hear it?
No, man.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So, yeah. All right. So we've talked about the beers. I mentioned the heat wave and how it's affecting my running. So I've sort of changed my schedule. It's a little bit of a rest day, but this weekend, hopefully things will be more tolerable and I'll be doing another long run again. So let's keep our
Well, let me ask you a question about your knee. Do you have a problem? Is this going to be a problem for you?
I'm hoping not. So here's the thing. Normally on my long runs, my knee gets a little wonky, you know, at around the 20-mile mark or so. But I have a knee brace that I would put on it. And I also did just buy some topical pain relief cream. It's made for arthritis, but it's an NSAID, like, you know, like ibuprofen or aspirin. But it's topical, so you put it right on the affected area. But even using that on Saturday, you know, was just not enough. But my hope is that I can, you know, treat it. Because after the run is done, it feels fine. You know, so it's not like I'm damaging something that's going long term. It's definitely a during the run thing, but the pain goes away almost immediately as soon as I stop. And it also goes away often, you know, frequently while I'm running. So it's in an intermittent, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So even ramping up the mileage doesn't mean that you're just walking around during the day, all of a sudden you'll feel your knee twinge or something that worries you.
Yeah.
Wow, that is weird. Okay. Well, I mean, that's good, but that's weird.
But I mean, I read that also as like a lot of it is mental and, you know, so.
I don't. I think that pain is really there. I don't think you're inventing that pain, Peter.
Oh, no. The pain is really there, but my brain, if it doesn't feel like focusing on it, it goes away. And the thing is, though, it's like if something was breaking, right, if I was like breaking my muscles or, you know, something was like doing long term damage and stuff, it would not hurt just while I was running.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why it's so weird to me.
So that's why I say that pain isn't necessarily really there, because it goes away very quickly. And it also goes away many times while I'm running. Anyway, there you go. So that's the running update. Yeah, the race is, a couple months away? Today, it's 2 months away. The race is exactly 2 months away.
Okay, so this is a 50K race. Remind me again, what's the longest distance that you're going to train?
30 miles, which is almost 50K. The race is 31 miles.
So you're going to do more than 90%. You're going to do almost
100%.
Very close to 100%.
Yeah. Like, yep. Okay. Yep, 93, 98%.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Which in traditional marathon running, you don't usually do, but apparently with ultra running, you do get much closer to the actual distances.
That's what I was going to ask, because for riding centuries, I used to, if my longest training ride was 70 to 75 miles, I figured that was fine. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like, oh, now I'm never going to make it that extra 25 to 30 miles.
So that's the update there. What other updates? Like, oh, my M2 MacBook Air, Apple charged my credit card. So that tells me that my MacBook is probably enjoying cocktails on a plane somewhere over, you know, from Shanghai right now or something.
I think it's in a big metal box on a ship that hopefully stays afloat.
Maybe it's having cocktails on a ship then. Fine.
Maybe. No, it probably is on an airplane, wouldn't you think? Actually, I don't even know.
Unclear.
Unclear.
Unclear. So yeah, so that's happening. Yeah, I'm feeling just the tiniest hint of a buzz. Just the tiniest hint.
That can't, but you've been drinking...
0.5%.
Oh, but even that, but what? No. Is it the heat?
It's probably the heat, and it's probably partially in my mind, too. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. All right. So those are a couple of those topics. I had more topics I sent to you on Signal.
Oh, but see, that means, Peter, that your imagination is so strong that you could literally become an alcoholic by drinking non-alcoholic beer.
I could just visualize being an alcoholic. There's
that's right.
There's some affirmations for you.
Okay, here it says, topics from me. This was Peter. By the way, messaging with Peter is a schizophrenic experience because he was literally sending me... I understand when you're using Signal when you're at your PC and then other times you'll use messages because you're with your iPhone. You were doing both at the same time and I really just don't understand that. I'm like, what? Why? If you're at both devices... Why both?
Typing on a phone screen sucks sometimes.
Then just use Signal.
Okay, fine.
Until you can't.
Well, see, soon I'll have my MacBook Air again, and then I'll be able to use Message.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's just you literally have me bouncing between two apps talking about one podcast. So here it is. IPA, Intervals Pro app, heat, and sailing. So you haven't talked about the Intervals Pro app, and you haven't talked about sailing.
So as you know... The next version of Apple's watchOS will include intervals.
Yes, I've already seen them on my wrist.
And heart rate zones, exactly. But for us plebes who do not dare to install beta versions of software on their carry devices, we're stuck without that. So in the meantime, since my race will probably be out, you know, before the new version of watchOS is... I plunked down like $8 for an app called Intervals Pro. And what it does is it lets you set up custom intervals for training. And I've been using that regularly now for my, my intervals. Go figure. And it works pretty well. It's nice. It works well. It actually works better than the built-in watch app when it comes to audio. Sometimes when I have music playing and I get an audio message interrupting me, like, you know, tell me like mile one, pace, 8 minutes per mile, you know, blah, blah, blah. The audio volume level drops to a weird level. And then if I do like workout pause, workout resumed, it'll fiddle around with it. And then only the next time that same trigger happens, does it come back and adjust the level back to the normal level.
I've had things like that happen in the past, but it was usually, it was only when I had my AirPods in, and it was only, it wasn't the watch, it was only the phone.
So this is happening to me not with the AirPods and not with the phone, but with the watch. So that's annoying. But that has not happened with this, with the intervals. So basically I bought this app to do one thing and is using it for my running intervals training, and it works great. So I like it. I am eager to see what Apple does, you know, how they built it in, to see if they will relegate this thing out of relevancy and delete it off my app or, you know, off my phone or what. I have no idea. But we shall see. We shall see. And then there was something else. Oh, yes, sailing.
Sailing. Talk to me about sailing, Peter.
Well, so I have a patio umbrella on my back deck. It's a 9-footer. And it's the kind that has a pole that goes right into like a base. And it's kind of like a mushroom. If it goes, you know, like straight up and, you know, mushrooms out. So you're in the middle of it. It had a wind event.
A wind event.
A couple of weeks ago. And so I had to replace it. So I got a 10-foot version. Only it's like a desk lamp version. So the arm comes up and then, you know, like curves in.
Oh, interesting.
So instead of going straight up and out evenly, it goes up and over and, you know, hangs it there. And it also has a solar panel on top and LEDs underneath. So it has its own built-in light source for nighttime.
That's kind of cool.
So I said, this is kind of cool. I will take one of these. The only thing is, you can't use it in winds over 5 miles an hour. That's most days here.
Yeah, and I imagine, well, did they just not put enough weight in the base to offset the counterweight?
It's not the weight. This thing is so big, it would just, like, flop around. It's like a giant sail. So it's not just that it would move away. Like, I'm ready to, if I end up keeping this thing, I'm ready to bolt it down onto the deck, you know, with screws, put it right in place. But still, the thing could just shear off the wind. Yeah. And that's what happened with my old one, is that a big gust of wind came, and just like a regular umbrella, if it gets enough of a big gust, it turns inside out. That's what happened with it. So,
Peter, am I a bad person if I have to say that I really want to see this happen?
I can show you my old one that it happened to, if that helps.
No, I want to see the new one shear off and fly away.
And that's where I would have to be playing, I'm sailing away. Right.
It could fly into the river. And maybe you would be out there kayaking when it flew into the river and it would land right on you.
Maybe I could just mount it on my kayak and really get some speed.
There you go.
So, yeah. So, I have a condo trustees meeting coming up in about an hour.
And you need to shower and put some clothes on.
I already showered and I already put some clothes on. I do need to put some more clothes on, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what else do you have for topics?
Well, I don't know.
So you're still using your Mac. You've had this, what, an iMac for some time now? Is that right?
Yeah, I have a late 2015 iMac, and I need to replace it at some point because it's no longer upgradable to new versions of macOS.
Got it.
And it's getting old. It's actually a pretty decent performer. It's all SSD, and I put another second SSD inside of it, and it's not bad, but it definitely needs replaced.
Okay.
It's just, it's just a lot of money, so I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
It won't be this year. It'll be next year at the earliest.
Okay.
But normally I would go for a desktop, and I was really considering getting the Mac Studio and getting the Studio Display. And no matter what I get, I'm still going to get a Studio Display.
Okay.
I still have to have a decent desk setup, but I am leaning heavily towards getting a MacBook Pro and having that portability again.
Okay. I was planning on getting a Studio Display of some sort, not necessarily the Mac version, or the Apple version, but something. And the more I think about it, the less and less I actually use this, my workspace, for work.
Mm-hmm.
So I may end up just not using it and not bothering, because there are definitely times when I want to see a bigger screen and I want, and it's helpful to have like a secondary display.
Yeah.
But literally more than 90% of the time, I'm fine on just a laptop. And while it is a 15 or 16 inch display, that I have, it's not a Retina display. So.
Oh, man. You're like a PC user. You just literally don't care what you're looking at.
I'm able to function.
I will be interested to see what happens once you get the Retina display on your MacBook Air and see how that changes your mind. If you'll become so used to that, that then when you go back, you'll be like, oh my God, why?
Oh my God, I can't stand this. This is terrible.
I think you will. That's one of the things about the iMac is the display.
Yep.
When I have to use work computers, it's just horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's just it. We'll see. Because the thing is, I've never had a Retina display computer, right? Just the iPads and the iPhones and stuff. So it will be interesting to see what happens with that. So that's coming soon. But for now, I've got these three external displays and I'm like giving some away to friends. Like, anybody need a second monitor? Something for gaming or whatever. And of course, most of the people that game, they're like hardcore. Oh, we need super duper fast response time gaming stuff. I'm like, all right, well. So much. You don't get a free monitor then.
That's actually a lot of why PCs don't have, for the most part, Retina level displays anyway, is because most PC gamers don't want to go above 4K because they don't want their games to be pushing all those pixels.
Right, because it takes too long, as discussed recently on ATP, because that national treasure known as John Siracusa was talking about how they sort of do predictive stuff and, so I was like, oh, that's interesting.
At some point in the future, hopefully while I'm still alive, we may have something to announce about that national treasure known as John Siracusa.
We might, yeah. We'll put that on the list of things to do before we're dead.
By the way, since you live in Boston and he lives in Boston, I think that when the surprise is ready, I think you need to go over to his house with your device and show it to him in person.
Right, because nothing else is creepier than that.
No, and go the way you are right now, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll run there. I'll run over there with my device and then hand it to him right there.
With no shirt on.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then give him some of that beer. That non-alcoholic.
Of course. That goes without saying. So, that said, I think we should put a bow on this one and throw it into the recycle bin or something, whatever it is you do with your empties. So, dear listener, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at probably, well, wherever you found this podcast, frankly. Alternately, you can go to friendswithbeer.com. Click on the link at the top. That's the friends. That's got a brief bio about me and my friend Scott. And if you click on the menu at the top that says the beer, it talks about the beers that we drink. They are all definitely beers. Every single one of them is a beer, even this swill that I was drinking today.
That's right. And if you like to imagine a handsome, stylish, youthful, fit-looking, shirtless man recording into a microphone as you listen to your podcast, you don't have to imagine, because that is what has actually happened today.
I thought you were going to say that was going to be the album art for the show.
I should. Oh my God, that would have been awesome. There it is. All right. That's beautiful.
This is non-alcoholic beer at work.
Okay, so you can find us at friendswithbeer.com. You can find us on the Twitters at friendswabeerpod.
never gets old.
Never gets old. Never gets old. And you can find Peter at Nicolaitis, and you can find me at Scott A.W. And I'm almost never on Twitter anymore, and I'm happier for it.
I was going to say, and you're probably happier for it. Good for you.
Yep, good for you.
But we will get messages if you send them at friendswabeerpod.
Yes, we will. We wait for your messages every day. We sit there waiting for your messages.
We do. In fact, I'm sitting there waiting right now.
That's right, with no shirt.